And the time is 25 minutes past 11, and we would like to welcome Shelley to the programme.
Yes, welcome Shelley.
Thank you.
I was just going to say that Shelley's got a workshop coming up here. She's an internationally acclaimed Australian author. She is also a teacher, academic and trained facilitator in restorative practice, conducting workshops throughout the world. And today Shelley will be talking about her workshop, Finding Your Writer's Voice, which will be held at the Noosa Library on Monday the 25th of July, which is actually next week.
And so welcome, Shelley.
Thank you.
And Shelley, you've written 40 books, or about that much, ranging from children, adult fiction, and non-fiction, so a whole range. And so you've got a wealth of experience to draw on for workshops,
right,
for sure. So tell us, is writing an easy thing to do?
Well, it depends what you think. I mean, some people think it is an easy thing to do. I think it's difficult, but it's what I do as a matter of my life. It's like breathing for me. So for me, it's not a matter of ease, it's just a matter of necessity. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does come easily, but then the rewriting and the reworking is always, it's like any craftsperson. There's a lot of work involved.
And I suppose the more you do it, the easier it gets, or you know, is that so?
To some degree, yes. I mean, there are lots of mistakes that I don't make anymore, so I save myself a lot of time.
Okay. Yeah. And what made a difference for you learning how to write the way you do?
That's a great question. I was in a poetry group. I lived in America for several years, and I was in a poetry group with some very well-known women authors. They were fiction writers, Ursula Le Guin, Molly Gloss, you know, best-selling authors, and we all wrote poetry. And that focus on every single word and putting every single word in the right place so that your meaning came through exactly as you wanted it to, that was probably my best teacher, and those were the best tools I gained as a fiction writer and a non-fiction writer.
Wow. So maybe everyone should do a course in poetry.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Mm.
Yeah.
And I have to ask you this question, Shelley. If you had to choose one book that you've written that gave you the most joy writing, or perhaps sense of accomplishment, or stretched you the most, or the one that you're most proud of, can you pick one?
All of those, yes. The latest book that's just been published by UQ Press, which is called Whisperings in the Blood, it's a biographical memoir. And it's about my grandmother's life, and she grew up in an orphanage in Ohio, and she came out to Africa to marry a man she'd never met, and there was an amazing story there, and I just felt like it drew on every capacity that I had as a fiction writer, as a researcher, and it was very close to my heart, because of course I was documenting my grandmother's life. Mm. So I feel very passionate about that book, just because I've really attempted to honour those who went before, and I've used everything in my toolbox to do that.
And you say, is your grandmother still alive, or
no? She passed away. She would have been 100 this year, so it's very fitting that the book came out this year.
That's fantastic. And so, were you able to speak? Did you know you were doing this before she died?
No, I didn't at all.
Damn.
I know. I wish she could have seen it. I think she would have been just overwhelmed. Yeah.
Did you get all the information you needed?
I got it from my dad and from her brother, who was still alive at the ripe old age of 92, and from a box of letters that I inherited, which she had kept. So it was amazing. And her diaries.
Oh, God.
So I had an enormous amount of information
to draw on.
Mm.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, we know that you were recently at the Noosa Long Weekend.
Yeah.
How did that go? Because we really wanted to talk to you beforehand, but I think you were away in the UK.
Yes, I was.
We just missed that. How did it go for you?
It was lovely, thank you. A wonderful crowd. I think the theatre was 2/3 full, sold out of That's all the good. Books. So it was very exciting, and beautiful interviewer who really, you know, had a lot of insight and wisdom.
Uh-huh. Mm. That sounds great. Now, we better get to the workshop.
All right.
So, Finding Your Writer's Voice is what it's about. So, Shelley, what is happening at the workshop? What are people going to find out?
So we're going to look at how, you know, you can actually use craft and all kinds of exercises and play with words, with poetry, with all kinds of juxtapositions. So really it's about freeing yourself from the editor, because the editor is different to the writer. The writer is a playful person. The editor is quite strict and needs to put everything in order. And what we're going to do is play, because through that play comes a voice. And so we'll use poetry and we'll use all kinds of little exercises that are exciting and short and fun and that liberate writers and stop them feeling intimidated. You know, a white page is very scary. So we want to get over that first. So there'll be free writing and all kinds of tricks of the trade that I use still today.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's done and I don't do that anymore. I do it all the time.
Okay, so you play with words.
I play.
And that sounds great.
Yeah.
You talk about the editing. How important is editing in a book? Because sometimes, like you say, it can freeze the writer. So when you've got your voice and you write and you tell it from your heart or whatever, and then the editor comes along and puts great red lines through it, how do you know when it is right that shouldn't happen?
That's a very good question. Are you talking about the editor inside me? Yes. Okay, good. So I used to write, just pour it all out and then do a second draft and go over it and make all the corrections. And that was very distinct. Now what I find I do is I write a sentence and then I look at it for a while and then I edit it and I see, are these words saying exactly what I want them to say? Because I feel like our job is to make words do, as closely as possible, represent the world that we're trying to portray. And if it's not quite right, if you read it over again and something makes you cringe or you don't like it, then I just kind of leave it and move on and leave that editing process for later, because sometimes things are too, they're not even clear for you yet, or for me, so it takes a little while. Yeah, so I do see them as separate processes, and I can do them pretty much one after the other right now, but I didn't for a long time.
Okay.
I know that I found that interesting, because at the station, one of the things that we're taught when you do radio and broadcasting courses is to keep, you know, read your material out loud and keep reading it out loud.
Yeah.
And then you fell it and then you fell it again and the third time. It's quite interesting. Is that That's something great. That you do as a writer as well? Do you ever read it out loud?
Yes, I do. And I read it in my head and out loud, because for me what's also so important is the rhythm and the sound of words. I mean, we have to kind of get back as writers to that love of language. You know, when you're kids and you just love the sound of a new word, how it sounds. And so sometimes the power in the writing comes from which words are next to each other and how they actually sound. Is there repetition? Is there onomatopoeia? Is there alliteration? Is there too much, you know? So yes, it's great to read it out loud.
That's fascinating, because it's like, I mean, I know Jackie feels the same way about this too. When you say words like delicious,
oh yes,
or delightful, you know, like, it's so much fun.
It's so nice, isn't it? Yeah.
And it would be nice to perhaps see that happening more just in everyday life.
Yeah. Just the joy of words and language, because language is an evolving, moving thing. It doesn't stay the same. Like when I read these letters that I had to put into the book, the language spoken in New York in 1937 was different. The words they used were different, you know? Yeah.
I think it's fascinating, since we've had self-publishing, how we've seen a huge shift in language and the way people actually write things. For instance, that book, 50 Shades of Grey, is a typical example, I think, of all those. It went viral and whatever, the writing is appalling.
Right, and it's not
going to... I have not read the book, but I've been told, if you cock your head one more time, I'm going to throw this book out the door, said my friend. She said the writing was really bad. And, you know, when you said, you know, we want to use language to the best ability to get the most out of it, it's fascinating. So what do you think about self-publishing?
I think it's a great democratization of the publishing industry, which I believe needed to happen. And there are certain books that I think otherwise wouldn't make it out into the mainstream. I mean, it just depends what kind of a writer you want to be. But I think the fact that the public can decide what they want to read, rather than some editor sitting at a desk who maybe has very little experience, you know, it's always a bit of a game. You know, we'll choose this one and we'll put, you know, $30,000 behind it. I think it has democratized things. And yes, there's a lot of junk out there. And so it makes it more difficult to find quality. And I don't think 50 Shades of Grey will be here in 300 years' time, but you never know.
You know, earlier you were talking about the book that most moved you in writing.
Yes.
To do with your grandmother. Was that The Whisperings in the Blood?
Yes.
Okay. Because I just see here that it's been described as an exquisite, compelling story of courage, destiny, and the search for home.
Yes.
So did she find home? was home in South Africa, wasn't it?
Well, it was a sort of intergenerational journey. So I feel like right. I found home in Australia. I don't know that she found home in Africa. I don't think so. She never quite fitted in there. She was always a transplant.
Where did she come from?
From Ohio in America. Ohio. And her father had come from Lithuania. He had fled the pogroms as a Jew. You know, the pogroms came before the Holocaust, but it was the same thing.
Right.
And so there was all this fleeing and running. And she, and then my grandmother fled the Great Depression and came to South Africa to marry a man, you know, she'd never met. And then, you know, I ran away from violence during apartheid South Africa. So we've all been running, but, you know, here's home.
Yeah. That sounds fascinating. So I suppose, is that book's out now?
It's, yes.
In bookstores?
Everywhere, yeah.
And online also. You can
purchase it, yeah.
So Whisperings in the Blood by Shelley Davido.
And I was going to ask Shelley what she thought people would walk away with after the workshop that they weren't able to do before, but I'm thinking, well, it's
probably
quite clear what
they're
going
to hear. So.
Stories and joy and a loosening up and freedom.
Yeah, and a feeling of capacity, you know, like, yes, I want to go and write something down now, or there's a story that's been bottled up and now I want to tell it. And so hopefully they'll have the tools and the inspiration to go and do whatever it is they want to do.
Well, you've got the expertise, that's for sure. So thanks so much, Shelley.
Thank you.
And Debbie, when is the workshop? Can we give it out again?
Okay, we sure can. It's Finding Your Writer's Voice. It's on Monday. That's this Monday, the 25th. The start time is 1 p.m. It's at the Noosa Library and it's free.
It's free.
Wow, that really is lovely.
Yeah.
So you need to ring and make bookings, though. So you just need to contact the library and do that.
Okay. That's great.
Thanks so much,
Shelley.
Thank you.
Thank you.